We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, we are with should-be Hall of Famer Leroy Butler. I mean, and I love Ryan Dawkins. If he's getting in first ballot, my goodness, I don't know what we're doing here with Leroy Butler. But Leroy Butler, you know the Packers in and out, so we're really, really excited to have you on. I'm just curious to you real quick with Patrick Mahomes and the injury thing, and I'm sure that's been a conversation there. Steve Berline, former NFL quarterback, he was live on our station yesterday, and he said if Patrick Mahomes plays, it's an impeachable offense for the Chiefs and their team to make that decision to allow him to go out there. From a former player, a guy who's played with a tough guy and Brett Favre at quarterback, like all that, what's your opinion in the Chiefs run him out there?
Well, first of all, I want to say that by you saying that about me in the beginning, guarantees that I'll be back on your show in the future. I want to put that out there, first of all.
I'm just speaking the truth.
Hey, 100. Steve Berline is correct. And if I was in the Senate, Andy Reid would be in trouble right now. I mean, because everything we always talk about is player safety. You can't have it both ways. I mean, I know Andy Reid from a long time ago, and it's a smokescreen. I mean, why wouldn't you show him in practice just to have the Packers talk about it? I mean, you would do that. I'd get the fan base riled up. The fact of the matter is, you got to get ready for New England down the stretch. I mean, the Green Bay game, yes, you want to win it, but you don't risk a guy that's going to be the highest paid player in NFL history for one game. You just don't do it. It doesn't make sense. I mean, and the Brett Favre thing's kind of an outlier because Brett Favre is not human. He's never been human. He's like Wolverine. The guy grows extra body parts to play. There'll never be another Brett Favre. So with that being said, the Packers really don't care, to be honest with you. Talking to some of their defensive guys, they don't have one game plan for Moore and one game plan if Mahomes plays, because that's playing into their strength. They want quarterbacks to throw the football. That's what they're best at. I mean, now, if you were saying running Shady McCoy 25 times and those William brothers or Fred, whoever name they is, I can't ever get.
Yeah, I don't know them either, man. It's not important.
I know, right? Everybody got a different name up there. That would be a whole different other discussion, because that's where the Packers are not very good at, is stopping the run.
So I'm confused about this defense. And if they do run LeSean McCoy and Fred Williams and Greg Williams or whatever those Williams boys are, like everything from the beginning, the Packers defense was like, uh-oh, this is a scary team. They got a real defense. And we watched that performance in the first week against the Bears. Now we know Mitch Trubisky is awful. But, like, we all heard positive things about the Packers, and everyone believes the Chiefs' defense is awful. But I look up, the Chiefs have a better total defense than the Packers right now. So I'm just confused on the Packers and their defense. And I guess my question is, can the Chiefs be productive against this defense, even if Matt Moore is starting?
You know, you really can, but you got the arrogance of coaches is the reason why some of these defenses are good and some of them are bad. Because only one coach, Doug Peterson, went into the, against Philly, the Packers only lost, and said, you know what, I'm not going to let Carson Wentz throw it 40 times. I'm going to run the football, whether it looked pretty or not, and they were successful. But no. Every coach wants to throw the ball around. And if you do that, the Smith brothers are going to get after you. And that's how they get all the turnovers and sacks. And that's the way it works. But each week it may change. I mean, I didn't think, you know, Kansas City defense can hold anybody to 6 points, but they did it. Regardless of who the quarterback is, you have to, you know, just really look at in your meeting room to say, regardless of the quarterback, here's the game plan to stop either guy. That's how you get beat. And that's how Wisconsin got beat from Illinois because they were looking forward to Ohio State. Mm-hmm. So as players, it doesn't matter who the player is in front of you. You have to dominate. I mean, I would think, do you really need a great quarterback to throw the ball to Travis Kelce after Waller just went for 7 and 130 and a couple of touchdowns? I mean, you have the best tight end in the league. You would think you would use him. But, again, sometimes these coaches, they see the weakness of your defense, but nope, they'll play to their strength instead of playing to what works. Mm.
Leroy Butler, former Packers All-Pro safety, joining us here on 610 Sports Radio. You talk about looking ahead. You also reference the fact that, look, this Chiefs season's about that matchup in January against New England. I'm wondering if you can take us in the locker room, because when you played, yes, the regular season was important, but early on you guys knew it was going to come down to you against the Dallas Cowboys for the right to go to the Super Bowl. How in the locker room do you balance, yeah, we got to win these regular season games, but we also have to make sure we're playing our best in that NFC title game against Dallas?
You know, Vern, I'll be very honest with you. This is one time I got to really keep it 100. We always looked at every game as tune-ups to that big game. Mm. And every time you play, you know, people are going to see your weaknesses. This is a copycat league. So we knew we had to be ready for Dallas. We knew we had to be ready for San Francisco. But along the way, yes, we did get beat by the Colts, who were 0-11. But they beat us, and we had the number one everything across the board. So it taught us a lesson. Don't look ahead. But at the same time, you got to position yourself to try to get home field throughout in the playoffs. So that means you got to win all your conference games. And then the games you step outside the conference when you play an AFC team, you really like to win those games because that gives you a game up on everybody in your conference. So you really got to stay focused. But it's always up to the coaches. It's the message. It really is. How do you get your guys to understand that they have to perform each week? But the good thing about the Green Bay Packers, the reason why they're 6-1, each week has been a different guy. Aaron Rodgers, Offensive Player of the Week. Well, guess what? A couple weeks ago, it was Aaron Jones. Mm. A couple weeks before that, you got the Defensive Player of the Week, one of the Smith brothers. Each week, they've been doing it, and that's without Devontae Adams. And that's their number one receiver. It forces Aaron Rodgers to spread the ball around. Now you're playing an opponent that you normally don't play very much. And, listen, I get it. The State Farm commercial looked good with Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers, but that matchup ain't happening.
Yeah, I hear you. Thank you so much for your insight. And I think it really, really gave our listeners a good understanding of the Packers. That's All-Pro safety Leroy Butler. Thank you so much for joining us, Leroy.
Anytime, guys. Take care. Have a good day.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.